Brad Ebert. Brad, thanks for your time.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hey, how'd you see the game on the weekend?
I saw it as, it's something that it was a good start, I guess. It was exciting patches at times. We're obviously still trying to make sure that everything's in sync and in tune by the start of the season. So it was a good first run, I guess. That's the best way of putting it. And, showed some exciting signs, but we've also got plenty of room for improvement.
Yeah, small deck. I don't know how much you want to put that down to it, but I thought you were scratchy early or rusty. The overuse of the handball and the overuse of the short kick, Brad, was a problem early.
Yeah, I think the stats ended up being sort of kick to handball almost 1-1 throughout the game. So, it was a little bit disappointing in that regard. But, I guess West Coast pressure after that first sort of 10 minutes really ramped up and I guess it became a pretty tight battle.
We know how fit you are and how you're lauded for that, but generally in the first trial match, after 5 minutes, your tongue's hanging out. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, I was, mate. Yeah, it was funny how no matter how much training you do, that first 5 minutes, I thought to myself, well, this is, footy's back and we're back into it. And even in the intra-club, you're running around, but it's just, I don't know, the excitement maybe, the adrenaline that... the punch through your body, I don't know, it gets to you after that first 5 minutes.
How'd you go with Matty Nix? He was coaching for the first time. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, he's really, a student of the game, the way he looks at the game and the way he studies it. And he's really clear on what he wants out of the boys. And as a defensive unit, the boys, they love him, they rave about him. And so it was really good to, I guess, see him firsthand how he handled the whole team. He was really good. He didn't have the same sort of Kenny Hinckley pump-up speech before the game, which we're all used to, but he was really good.
Just an assessment, Brad, and I'd love your opinion on this, and a lot of people said, Rowie, it was the new jumper, the teal jumper with the black and white. I actually did like that. I know Timmy G didn't quite, but my assessment, just looking at the team, running around and during the game, you look super lean, look very athletic. I don't know what your fatty numbers are like or your body mass to muscle or fat, whatever, but compared to West Coast...
That's a technical term for
a little bit longer.
Brad, you can say that, but you look light. The team as a whole looked light.
Yeah, that's even when you look at our key position players in Schultze and Westy, they're meant to be your key sort of full forward, centre half forward types, and both of those boys are relatively lean and move across the ground pretty well, and even Bobby Carlisle's probably trimmed down from what you'd expect of him 2 or 3 years ago. So across the board, my weight hasn't actually changed, to be honest, but I think a number of other guys have probably got a lot of lean muscle and like you said, the skin folds are quite low. So I don't know whether it was a concerted effort to, try and lean, to drop weight or anything like that. But I guess from a distance, you probably look at it and see it like that.
And again, I might be reading too much into it, but I thought your tackling numbers were down. The grunt stats were a little bit down. I thought West Coast brushed you aside a lot at the insider stoppage. I know you got some tough bodies in there. You're one of them, Brad. Now, again, tell me it's just because it's early.
Just because it's early.
Okay.
Just because it's early, mate. No, that's... I know that we were missing a few tackles, and even the tackles that we were sticking, they were able to get a small handball out, which then opened up the play a little bit. So, that's something that we've talked about since the game, that's for sure.
Michael Voss's first chance to get involved with you blokes on match day, how did he go?
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah, that's... once again, he sees the game really well and he hasn't gone reinventing the wheel or anything like that. He's just tinkered with a few things that we had set up from Walshy and Kari already. So, we've still got Kari there who's, maintained a lot of what we had from last year. It's just, bringing a different eye and a bit of a different opinion. So he's been really good, though, working one-on-one with him and then also with the group as well.
Now, we all noticed Hamish Hartlett went off the ground and this... talk of a slight groin strain. Has he had an opportunity to have that scanned, and how serious is that, do we know?
Yeah, I think he had a scan yesterday, Arvo, and we've had the day off today, so I really don't know. I think the way he was talking was it wasn't as bad as what he first thought. He, when he first came off, I think they were just being more precautionary, so hopefully it's only, a couple-week injury at the most.
Who are the younger lads that impressed you, Brad?
Yeah, there's a couple of boys. Carl Amon, I thought, showed he's got that real silky, smooth left foot and finds space well, and he's one of the players that's all pre-season's been brilliant. Jarman Impey, I thought, was really impressive off the half-back line there. There was a couple of efforts where he just, went in, caused the turnover, went again, caused the turnover, so it's those repeat efforts, he was really good. And even Brendan Archie, I guess, for his first run, Oh, well, I think he might have played a game last year, but, you know, his first run in the midfield for the full game, and he showed glimpses of why he's playing, and he's really come a long way since he joined the club.
Now, you picked a fairly strong side for this first match. Now, next week, you're on the road to Albury. Are we likely to see a few more new faces in?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure yet. I think that depending on, you know, what Burjo's looking at doing, I'd say there'll be a few players rested. There was, you know, Jack Olms, Brody, Polly rested on the weekend. There was a number of other guys that were rested. So I'd say it'll be a similar sort of situation this week where, you know, four, five, six players get rested and then a right to go for the next week. I think, you know, depending on how much loads you've done throughout the pre-season, Burjo's always sort of keeping a track of that, and I guess we'll just wait and see.
Here's a cheeky one. It's in Albury. Whose home ground is it? Will Richmond wear their home strip or away strip, Brad?
Well, we might just keep wearing that too. You know, everyone likes it so much, don't you, Rowie?
I didn't mind it. What about you guys? I liked it.
I thought it looked pretty good too, yeah. I was quite impressed with it. I wore it out afterwards. I went to the garden like you were just talking about before. Went to Velvet and threw it off.
Did you? Actually, I got a text 1-999-1395. I was looking for a word to describe me, and a number of dudes have gone, Rowie, the word is cultured.
Cultured, yes. Cultured. You're very cultured. I like it. Yeah. I've been hitting up the Fringe plenty of times throughout this period. It's a great time. Great time of the year, so Adelaide's been delivering, that's for sure.
What about Matty Prittis? He showed that he's a class player and he just can find the footy for the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, he is, yeah. And time and time again, he shows why he's so consistent throughout the seasons and so consistent. Even last year, obviously, winning the Brownlow medal, it was, you know, credit to him because he's been like that for a number of years now. So he just keeps finding the footy, and I guess I got to work with him firsthand, and then looking from afar, it's just, yeah, he reads the game so well because he's not overly quick. He just is able to find space and find the ball. So he's, class act.
Is Matty going to coach again this week?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I think that when it first came out, Kenny said that he'll let Nixie do it for 2 weeks and then he'll sort of take the reins from there. So Kenny's actually had a smile on his face, boys. You wouldn't believe it. But, he's been enjoying himself. He's been kicking back and I guess it just gives him a chance to step back and have a bit of a bird's eye look on how everything runs. So it's been good for Nixie, but also good for Kenny.
He was brilliant with us before the game, Bix. He spoke to us for a good half an hour up there in the stand of the Nord stand. And Brad, he said to us that, you know, game one of the NAB Challenge, we hold things back. Game two, we might add a little bit more. Than game three, we put it all on the table. What did you work on during pre-season that you could share with us and the Port fans that you were happy with on the weekend?
Yeah, I think our ball use, although you were saying the kick-to-handball ratio wasn't quite there, I thought that our actual plays, when we were moving the ball, we moved it pretty well, you know, pretty freely and quite fast. And I guess that's something that we're continuing to work on. I know that was, you know, our staple of last year's season, you know, being able to play the game quick and take it on and stuff. So I think that on the weekend it just showed that when we're able to get it right, we're able to really get it moving freely and get into a bit of space. But then on the flip side of that, I guess the defensive side of the game, we're continuing to try and refine, I guess, some areas, and, you know, the kick-ins and that sort of stuff were quite impressive, from looking at it since the game.
Gee, Matt Lobe, he's in for another big year. Brad, he took most of the ruck work. He is a colossus, that lad. His work rate and spread from stoppage is as good as any ruckman I've seen for a while, and I'll go as far as to say as good as any midfielder, both ways as well, for a big fella.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's, like you said, I guess, his two-way running is brilliant. His aggression and his competitiveness in the rucks, you know, second to none, and the way that he studies up the game, he loves the game. The boys all joke around saying that he's married to footy and he won't find a girlfriend because he loves footy too much. He's one of those guys that, you know, puts everything into it each week, and he's, you know, it's paying dividends because he's getting the most out of himself, that's for sure.
The other thing as well is, and it's a bit of a snapshot of what we'll probably see throughout the year with Paddy Ryder coming in, he went forward, took a couple of marks down there and looked really lively down there as well. So that's something that I'm sure he wants to bring to his game, the ability to rest and be a dangerous forward option.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the other thing that Paddy, like you said, brings, is that versatility for Lobes to go forward, but then Paddy to come into the ruck and throw a completely different dimension into, you know, the ruck setup. So I think that the combination of those two is going to be exciting to see. And then the other one I forgot to mention before was Johnny Butcher. I thought he was quite good down forward on the weekend as well. He was plucking a few grabs and looking really exciting. So hopefully he can keep himself on the track and keep moving like he was.
So if a cultured person like me needs to do a bit of Pilates, I can still head down to Physio Extra in Perry Street?
Yes. If you did Pilates, then you would be a really, truly cultured man, that's for sure.
Well,
yeah, some would even call you a metrosexual, you know.
Oh, Brad. Do you think I've ever got it in me to be metrosexual?
Well, actually, I did see you down at Swedish Tarts the other week as well, sipping on your latte and, you know, enjoying your omelette. So, maybe you're getting there. You're getting there, that's for sure.
Did I have an omelette? I don't reckon I had an omelette.
Oh, you didn't have the omelette. I thought you had the omelette.
Yeah, we might have been quiche.
You know, Swedish tart special omelette.
Yeah, real men don't have quiche, mate.
And what you could probably do is pluck your eyebrows a bit too. You've almost got the monobrow if you want to be a true metrosexual. Hey, hey, Brad, thanks very much for joining us, mate.
Well done.
Good luck I'm not sure if you'll play next week, but for the coming weeks and leading into that season, hopefully you'll get some good match practice in and be ready to go once the home and away stuff starts.
Oh, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done, Brad Ebert there. He is just a star on and off the field. One of the loveliest blokes you'd ever wish to meet.
Hasn't it been a great pickup by Port Adelaide as well? Like, in the scheme of things, what they paid for him to get him back, it wasn't a huge amount, but he's going to be a great player. Well, not, he's already been a great player. He's going to continue to be a good one for
a long time. Absolute gentleman, and can play. Brought to you by the new Port Adelaide Footy Club, Visa debit card, powered by Beyond Bank, My Team, My Card. A quick text here, 1-999-1395, being called a negative numbnut, me. It's F off, Rowie. You know, Port, did they win by 40 or lose by 40? Well, look, they were terrific. They played an understrength West Coast. They did everything they had to do. And, I mean, it's the assessment that you want. Port fans don't want if, buts and candy nuts.
Well, look,
they want to see what you saw. And, look, I saw a lean Port that got brushed aside that didn't stick their tackles. Now that's what I saw.
Yeah, but that,
and Brad admitted it.
Yeah,
stop being negative. Who's this bloke again? I mean, he didn't even put his name there, Numbnut. Did you go to the game, Numbnut?
Just cool down, big fella. Just cool down.
Sorry.
Because I think what they're saying is just have to, and that text message is saying, is just let's just see a little bit bigger spread before we start making too many assessments.
Well,
it's
I
their
understand
first
that,
game
that,
of the year.
And now we're told to whatever you see,
yeah,
say.
Yeah, a good point on they can look leaner and lighter. That's something that you could, that's an observation.
It's an observation.
But in terms of the tackling and being brushed aside, that could just as likely be the fact that they've played, that's their first game. West Coast have played, that's their third game, so they might be just a little bit more attuned to the physical nature of it. So,
well,
it's a small sample size. We'll watch over the next couple of weeks before we jump down their throats too much.